Time I usually talk about the subject I talked about last week, which was our need to slow down and the importance of margins, because every year about July, I'm done. That's just the best way to describe. I've usually been on a mission trip, been to camp, been here, been there, and I get back and I guess I preach these messages more for myself than anything else. But I also know that if you have kids, if you're married, if you're in the work world, that one of the greatest dangers you can have that threatens your family, that threatens your marriage, that threatens your relationships, is if you do not have any margins in your life. And the opposite of margins, if you don't have margins, you're probably going to have what is called burnout. Now, I, as a pastor, have burned out multiple times, and I've always teetered on the edge of burnout, but it's not a fun place to be. And I'm going to give you a definition. Burnout is a state of emotional and physical and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. So in other words, when you're under a lot of stress for a long period of time, it begins to affect you physically, literally messes with your physical body, mentally, socially, and even spiritually. Here's what it does. And this article I read was so good. It says, burnout reduces productivity and saps your energy, leaving you feeling increasingly helpless, hopeless, cynical, and resentful. Eventually, you may feel like you have nothing left to give. So in other words, if you're busy all the time, if you're under stress all the time, what you are doing, you're actually headed to the road of burnout. And burnout is a terrible thing that happens, and people today want more than anything else to reduce the stress that they're under, whether it's at work or in life, but they just need relief. So how do you do that? I've got several things you might be overloaded by this morning. First of all, activities. Activities. We live in a world of activities. If you're a parent, you have so many activities to choose for your kids. When I was a kid, there wasn't that many choices. Some of you grew up in a time where there were no choices, you know. But, you know, it's not camp, it's how many camps? And you may just feel overloaded. If you're a mom with little kids, God bless you, because it's tough. It's tough. Or grown kids. Choices. There's so many choices. Are you overloaded by choices? There's activity. Do you realize I pick up my TV channel and there are literally hundreds of choices to watch on TV? I remember the old days where you only had a few choices, and sometimes none of them were good, and we have hundreds, and I have DirecTV, and I can just sit there and spend 20 minutes going through trying to figure out what it... Choices, when you're overloaded with, you know, choices, change. Change is just the name of the game, people. And sometimes we're overloaded by the number of changes. Work. We're overloaded by work. Now, I understand you had to have a job. But sometimes in life there comes the choice whether you have to decide whether you want a family and a marriage or a job. Right? Debt. Are you overloaded by debt? You want to feel stress? Spend every penny you have week after week after week. Have no excess. You see, margins gives you a little excess. What about worries? You just overloaded with worries? Information? My goodness. I can get any kind of information I want from multiple sources on the internet. And sometimes it's a little overwhelming. I used to tell my dad when he was in the assisted living, "Dad, you need to quit watching the news. It's 24/7 and he'd want to report to me. I don't think it's healthy to listen to the news all the time. Too much information. You don't need to know. You just need to know a lot of people would love to destroy our country, or you just need to know that there's a lot of bad stuff going on. I mean, you really need to know everything. And then the pace of life. And here's what I know. If you're overloaded, if you don't put margins in your life, you're going to burn out. There are people that are not here this morning because they burned out. They were active in church and life just was too fast. Do you know today that Americans sleep 2.5 hours less than they used to sleep? Since the 1960s, the work week hours have been going up for those who have. You know, it's funny. Supposedly in the 60s, there was work time was lower. But today, I think they say the average person works around 50 to 60 hours a week. If you don't have margins, you're going to feel just like Job felt in Job 3:26. Listen. He said, "I have no peace, I have no quiet, I have no rest, and troubles keep coming." That's the way a lot of people feel today. I have no quiet, I have no... People are looking for peace, and they're looking for quiet, and they're wanting to escape their troubles because there's so many of them. So everyone needs margins, because what is a margin? A margin, and here's the definition, is the space between my load and my limits. You need to have margins in your life. As a matter of fact, God knew that it was so important that you stop and rest occasionally. He put a commandment just to deal with that. In Exodus 23, it says this in the New Living Translation: "You have 6 days each week for ordinary work, but on the seventh day, you must stop working." And then he gives a real practical example. He says, "This gives your ox and your donkey a chance to rest." Guess what? It also gives you a chance to rest. And then he says, "It also allows your slaves and the foreigners living among you to be refreshed." Your body is not designed to go 24/7. You are not designed to always be doing something. And when you have margins in your life, when you begin to understand this, you are able to give yourself some breathing room, and you are able to have some space where you're not constantly living in stress. This last week was one of the best weeks of camp, but I'm here to tell you, when I came home Friday, I was kind of discouraged. I had no reason to be. No reason to be. Kids were excellent. Speakers were good. Counselors were great. But here's why. I realized this last week. There were no margins if you're a counselor. Those counselors, Sam, Mary, raise your hand. Carrie Ann, Wayne, Patty was there. Let's see, who else was there? Shannon. Wouldn't you agree, as an adult, as a counselor at camp, there was no margins for us? I mean, they'd have free time, rest time. You know what that means? You had to worry about what they were being free to do. And I went up there with the idea. Fortunately, I'd done my outline before I left. And I thought, well, maybe I'll get some work done on my sermon. I got so discouraged on Wednesday. It rained. And so I decided to work a little bit. And you know what? I was so tired and I was so stressed. And the stress was, I realize when a kid's there hearing the gospel, it's stressful to me because I want them to make a decision, the right decision with their life. And so I came home on Friday and I was just like, I'm exhausted. And you need to pat your people who went on the back and say, God bless you, because they are awesome. Everyone went from, and if you didn't go, you ought to go. I just sound like I said, don't go by what I said. No, listen, there is nothing more exciting than sitting there watching our kids sing worship songs and learn and laugh. Listen, it is incredible. But I came back and I realized I had no margins. We started at 7 in the morning and it finished at 11 at night. I'd go back to my bed and open my Bible and try to look at margins. And then God one day just said, Bill, put it up. Spend time with the kids. Don't worry about the sermon for Sunday. You're here to be with the kids. And so it helped, but I was getting a little discouraged. You need margins. What got me was you went from here to here to here to here. Then I had to walk back and come back. And there was just lots to do. And that's the way some of you live your life. It's like camp. What are the benefits of living with margins? Let me give you some. First of all, you have a healthier mind. When you have margins, when you have a space between your limit and your the low. For instance, if you want to reduce stress coming to church, try to get here 15 minutes ahead of time rather than 1 minute ahead of time. You're just going to be healthier, you know. Right? Now, I'm going to tell you, I like to be early to everything. I don't want the stress. I always build in flat tires. Of course, walking across the street, I don't have to worry about too much. You know, it's kind of like, can I walk fast enough? Let me tell you, the greatest thing is to live across the street from the church where I just walk across the street, don't have to find a parking place. We used to have to drive 15 minutes. But anyway, if you begin to build margins in your life, you'll be healthier up here because you'll know, okay, we're not going to do that this week, family. We got too much on the family calendar, okay? And what happens when you start having margins in your life, you actually start to have peace in your life. You can't go all the time. Your family's not designed to do that. Your marriage is not designed to do that. And your physical body's not designed to do that. So if you begin to build margins into your life, then you begin to have a healthier mind. You're able to enjoy your thinking. Listen, when you're under stress, when you're going, how's your creativity, your thinking ability? It's horrible. It's horrible. So it gives us a healthier mind. It gives you a healthier body. Stress is damaging for your body. When you don't get enough sleep, when you don't get enough exercise, if you're so busy that you can't take care of your physical body, when you're so busy that you're always working all the time. You know, I used to go on vacation and I would take my book bag and my wife would go, what do you got in the bag? Because I would be taking all my church books to work, you know, getting ahead, you know, trying to get. And she was right. If you go on a vacation, be on a vacation. Enjoy your kids. You don't always have to work. And I still struggle with that. She's shaking her head. You know, everything. Sunday's coming. Y'all, I get July 4th, you know, off. But Sunday still comes. It doesn't matter if I have July 4th off. I mean, you know, life is studying. So some of you are my illustrations. I'm just looking for them every week. But anyway, stress tears down your body. If you want a healthier body, you need some margins. You can't constantly be going. You have to take care of yourself so your body can repair itself. The third thing is you'll have healthier relationships. Margins, believe it or not, give you time to enjoy each other. It actually, if you have margins in your life where you don't always go, guess what? You might actually talk with each other and listen. If you don't have, I'll tell you, you want to ask me what the biggest danger to a marriage is? I'll tell you right now, not having margins. Any relationship you have, biggest danger, I'm going to tell y'all, y'all think I'm nuts, but I'm going to tell you, biggest danger to your family is your family calendar. We'll talk about that in a minute. You can't go, 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 go. It becomes destructive, and in relationships without margins, families don't talk, they just go places. They don't talk, they just go places. And they don't even know. Families, your family will have more conflicts when you don't have margins than when they do have margins. You'll be more stressed out because you're always going, going. So healthier relationships. And then the next one is you're available for God to use. Listen, when you're overloaded, you're in survival mode. You're not going to volunteer in church. Why? Because you're just trying to survive the week. You got too much on your plate. You got too much in your going on. And the trouble is, not only can you, do you not have time to donate to God, you don't have time to listen to Him. How could you? When you go, 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 how can you hear Him speak? you see, you're too busy to care. You're too busy to serve. You're too busy. Hey, I've been there, done that. I'm just being honest. If you don't have margins, it's hard for God to use you. And that's one of the things God wants to do. He wants you to be used by Him. And so hopefully you want a healthier mind. Hopefully you want to be used by God. Hopefully you want healthier relationships. Hopefully you want all those things in your life. Because when you have those margins, you get rid of stress and worry and burnout. So how do you do that? What are the steps? Number one, the first step is you must accept my human limitations. You must be able to say, I am not God. I am not Superman or Superwoman. I am a human. And if you don't sleep, and if you don't eat correctly, and you don't exercise because you're always doing, that is called in the Bible sin. Right? I mean, you're not taking care of this machine that God gave you, and you have to come to the point in your life when you realize when you don't ever rest, when you're always going, you are actually hurting your body. You have physical limitations. And here's what happens. You'll push the limit till you end up in the hospital. Because you have not respect the fact that you're human. You have emotional limitations. You can only worry about so much stuff at one time. You know? You have emotional limitations. You have mental limitations. You have time limitations. You know, you're human. That means everybody in this room gets 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's it. Once you spend it, it's gone. Job 14:5 says this, you, talking about God, have decided the length of our lives. You know how many months we will live, and we are not given a minute longer. Here's the deal. You have one life to live, and it's a human life, and you better take care of it and accept your limitations. You cannot do everything. You know, you watch any adult nowadays, they're constantly watching their phone battery, right? Because they know when that phone battery gets down, that if it ever goes out, they're in trouble. So what do? You see, oh, I've got 5% left, so you have to go recharge, right? I kind of wish God had a percentage on each one of us that we could see. And like, oh, 5% over there, you better sit down. You better recharge. So you got to accept your limitations. You're human. God did not make you Superman or Superwoman. You can't do everything. Second thing, ask myself what drives me to overload in my life. Why do you constantly do more and more and more and more and more? Do you work longer? And you can, I know you have to work, but look, there comes a point where you have to decide, do you want to lose your family over your job? Do you realize that? I mean, you have to feed them. Yeah. But you also have to understand, your job could cause you to lose your family if you overwork, right? Ecclesiastes 4:8 says this, "This is the case of the man who is all alone without a child or a brother, yet who works hard to gain as much wealth as he can. But then he asks himself, who am I working for? Why am I giving up pleasures now? It is all so meaningless and depressing." Why do you do what you do? Is it because of envy? You want what somebody else has? Is it success? Let me tell you a thing about success. Success gets to be where you just worry about being successful, and it's a never-ending drive, and it's terrible. It's a terrible way to live. You know, as a pastor, we got to be bigger and better. We got to be bigger and better. Got to be as a coach. I got to win. Got to win. You have a 10 win season. Then you think I got to have 11 win season. Right, coach? I bet you burned that more than once. You have to start saying, why am I doing it? Let me tell you what. Success to me is that my wife and kids still love me at the end of the day. If I can come away with that, I'm successful. Why do you do what you do? Is it out of insecurity? Is it to impress? Listen, when we started trying to control our kids' lives, because that's what you're called to do as a parent, people would go, oh, you're not going to let your kids do that? And we'd say, no. Why? We got too much going on. Oh, you're not going to let them do that? No, we're not. Tough luck. I don't care. They might not. You know, I told you the story. Eric would be a professional baseball player, but I didn't let him play baseball. Why? Because it wasn't healthy for our family. You have to get to the point where you don't care what other people think. You do what's right for your family. Why do you do all this overload stuff? To feel like a good parent? Because we do more than anybody else? Let me tell you what. Sometimes being a good parent is being home. I tell you what I enjoyed this week. Watching kids play in a creek. Here we are with all this junk that we build. Carpet ball's cool, but I guarantee you, more kids played in the creek than anything else the whole week. Free! They don't have to build that. Third thing, expect problems and delays. Building margins in your life is to expect problems and delays. That's why you leave a little earlier rather than a little later in case you have a flat tire. That's why you have a little extra in savings in case bills go a little high 1 month and you don't just spend every penny you have. John 6:33 says, in this world you will have trouble. Proverbs 22:3 says, the prudent man foresees danger and takes precaution. The simpleton, and I got curious with this simpleton, it's just kind of a plain dude, a not very smart person. That's the only way I can say it. I had another word, but I chose not to use it. This person goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. In other words, the simpleton just does life. Doesn't think about where they're going. They just live and they suffer the consequences. They suffer the consequences. You know, expect problems in your life because they're coming. No one is immune. Expect delays. They're coming. They're coming. And if you have margins, you'll be able to handle it. Fourth thing, add buffer space in my schedule. My daughter, she, bless her heart, she loves planners. She likes to mark up in there and have a planner all filled up. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you need to leave open spaces in your planner where nothing is scheduled. Don't fill up everything. As a matter of fact, put down downtime where I'm not going to be doing something. Let me tell you, does it tick you off when you go to the doctor and he's overbooked his patients? How many of you don't like that? Well, you do it with your life. What's the difference? You don't have any buffer in there. Listen, there's nothing more pleasant than go to the doctor and actually talk to him. Don't fill up everything in there. Psalm 127 verse 12 says, "It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat, for God gives rest to His loved ones." In other words, there comes a point where you realize you can't work 24/7, and God, He wants you to rest. You can't live working all the time. Put some buffer space in your schedule. Go decide to do nothing. I mean, do you know what your house is? I mean, you may do. Just be home one day. Get acquainted with what's in your own house. Ecclesiastes 10:15 says, "Fools are so exhausted by little work that they can't even find their way home." It's not about how fast you live your life. People, you need to have buffer space. Here's the fifth thing. Prune my activities regularly. Here's where we're almost done. Hang on. Rosebush across the street. Two of them in my front yard. Okay? Last year, I knew for them to be good, I needed to prune them. And I hate pruning them because I end up with more cuts than the tree. But anyway, I pruned it. Julie says, "You need to cut those way back." Did you notice how beautiful they were when they were in full bloom? Because of why? I pruned them. But guess what? Somebody needs to go prune them for me again, because Julie told me the other day they need to be pruned again. You constantly have to prune your activities. Don't add new stuff to your calendar till you take away some old stuff. You cannot burn the candle at both ends. You just can't do it. And here's what we need to do as families, as Christians, we need to constantly prune our lives for greater fruitfulness. Ecclesiastes 3:6b says, "A time to keep and a time to throw away." There's some things that you're doing in your life right now. You need to get rid of it and put something new in. I don't know what it is, but you look. Hebrews 12:1b says, "Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us." He pictures the Christian life like a race. There's just some things you need to get rid of, sin, but sometimes the sin of doing too much. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. This is the tough one. "Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial." So here's the problem with parenting and life. There's a lot of good things you can do. And they're not sin until you do all of them at the same time. Everything is beneficial, but some things really aren't best for you. So you need to look at your schedule for your kids and say, okay, what needs to come out of their life? What needs to be gotten rid of? It's not a bad thing. It's not a sin thing. But I'm telling you, if you don't control the schedule now, when they get older, it gets worse. And I believe that your God-given right as a parent to decide what is best for your kid, not what is allowable. Because truly, they can do something every day of the week, and it's okay, it's not sin, except it's really not beneficial for them. What good things... Same way for your marriage. You quit dating each other? I mean, just because you have kids, you quit doing fun things together? It's not good. Build your schedule, and here's what I would say. This is just free. You don't have to agree. Build your schedule around Jesus and make sure that He's Lord of your calendar. I mean, in our family, let me tell you, there's always going to be something better to do on Sunday morning than come to church. You could be at the lake right now. Some of you are thinking, I wish I was. You could. You can go to Six Flags next weekend, or whatever that place is in Hot Springs. You can go to Disney World the weekend after. There's always going to be a better gig. But are they the right gigs for you? I would say, the way in our family, Sunday mornings, because we didn't have Sunday night church, Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights were off limits. And there were occasions where we had to, but very few. We didn't do sports if they took away from Sundays. We didn't, or Wednesdays. Why? I wanted my kids to have the best shot of loving Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean they'll take advantage of it, but you just want to give them that. Joshua 7:13, they were fixing to go into the promised land. He said, get up, command the people to purify themselves in preparation for tomorrow. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, hidden among you, O Israel, are things set apart for the Lord. You will never defeat your enemies until you remove these things from among you. In other words, they were wanting to hold on to some of the idols in their life. And God says, until you get rid of it, you're never going to be victorious. That idol could be a thing, it could be a sport, it could be, what is your idol? So you got to prune your schedule. And you have to do it all the time. And you have to say sometimes, here's what we're going to do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And if you do that, it gives a certain amount of security because your kids will know what's expected of them. And like our kids, they weren't allowed to spend the night somewhere else on a Saturday night. They hated for us a lot of time because we wanted them to worship with us. That's who we were. Prune your schedule. And then here's the last thing, and I'm done. You got to walk with Jesus and learn. I love this passage in Matthew 11:28, and he's talking about following him as a believer, and he's talking to a group of people who were trying to earn their salvation, and he says, then Jesus said, come to me, all you are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Let me read it to you, and then I'm done. In the Message, Eugene Peterson is a Greek scholar, and he wrote it in a little more, I think, beautiful way. He said this, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? And then he says, come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. See, the problem is when you get so busy, you lose your life. You lose it to activities. You lose it to busyness. He says, get away with me and recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. Here's what I know about Jesus. Never did you read in the New Testament of Jesus running, right? Never one time. Never do you read that He is hurrying. And so as a believer in Christ, he had plenty to do, but as a believer in Christ, I should follow him and let him teach me how to navigate a life that is full of activity and people. The problem is we We quit letting Him be Lord of our calendar and our lives. And we struggle. What about you? You got margins? Let's pray. Father, be with us. Help us to understand the importance of having margins. Help us to have the understanding that we need to have margins for our kids. Help us to let You rule the calendar, not the calendar rule us. Help us to still date our spouses. Help us to still have fun with our kids. And help us to enjoy our jobs. Father, help us to have margins, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.